Just
the
beginning of
revenge.
I never counted on this, but 10 years ago I died. Now I roam the streets, getting revenge on those who hurt me. But now I have two others who will soon help me with my mission. That is, if they don't make the same mistake my old friends did. My mission won't die until you do. That is, if you betrayed a friend. Well, did you? Because I know you did. So run and hide all you want, but I'll find you, and you will regret it.
Steffi, please help me.
Why do you need candles?
I want my room to smell nice. Now, Steffi, please help. Fine. When do you want me to bring them over? Tonight at 8. Let's begin by setting up in a circle. They drew a circle with white sand and then placed the four candles equally spaced. As they lit the candles, the room was filled with a sickly, sweet vanilla scent. Meg and Sue cleared her mind and started to chant while Steffi prepared the room for departure. As Megan did this, the floor candles changed colors. Blue for water, white for air, green for the earth, and red for fire. The room grew deadly silent, only to be broken by a blood-curdling scream. It was coming from Megan, for she has found out about the little secret Elena has been keeping. Megan, are you okay? What's wrong? I saw Elena, but as this horrible, ugly demon. She has sharp teeth, was surrounded by darkness, and there are a lot of dead people, bodies all surrounded by darkness around her. It can't be right. Maybe you saw somebody else.
Oh, no. She saw me all right. You see, I killed them all. And the pointy teeth part is because I was reborn as a vampire. Also, vampires can't walk in daylight is a myth. We can. So since you know this, which one of you wants to die first?
Why, we won't promise to tell anybody.
No, I can tell by your face that if I believe you, you would drive a stake right through my unbeating heart. As I babbled about how I would kill them, Steffi was looking for an escape, or something to stall me. What I didn't notice was that Megan had gotten back in the circle and was chanting, and to my utter surprise, a circle that had just enough room for me appeared and caught on fire, but it also lit hers on fire, too, to my luck. It soon spread to the whole house, and none of us made it out alive, that is. I woke up, being that I was immortal. I found Megan's and Stephanie's bodies sprawled on the floor, so I made a new circle and summoned on the shadows to bring them back to life, like me, a vampire. Soon they started to move, and I explained what I had done and what they would help me do from now on. Get revenge on those who hurt us. So as for those who think that you can mess with a friend for fun, well, think again, because we're still out there, and we're waiting to get our revenge. That is, if you're one of the unlucky ones.